I just wanted to share something. I'm teaching the Middlebury Elementary Happy Day Club, and I just wanted to share the verse that's been the memory verse for this week and next week. And it was just, it felt appropriate and timely, and it goes with my song, so I wanted to share that with you. It's from 1 Corinthians 15, and I'll read from verses 1 through 4. Now I make known to you, brethren, the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received, in which also you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast the word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I deliver to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures. And I just think it's beautiful, and the song will talk about how we serve a living Savior. It's not the cross, it's beyond the cross. We serve a living Savior.
Strength for my journey, I knelt at the cross where Jesus once died for me, and I asked, is this the place where hope abides?
119, verse 61. It just hit me as I was reading this last 16 verses of the psalm that it is just all about praise of the Lord, and so many areas that we can praise Him and realize that, wow, you know, if you're a Patriots fan, where's a Patriot fan? And I think our Patriot fan went downstairs. Are there any other Patriot fans? Good, good, good. I'm glad there's a few. You know, just like you praise the Chicago Cubs, is that right? Wow, do you praise them? We have praise of other things. We spent the week with Andrew and his family, and we just praise the Lord for our grandchildren. Amen? You do that. We need to realize that we were put on this earth to get ready for heaven. And I want you to know, heaven is going to be a lot of praise. I know we're going to be serving Him, but our main thought is just worshiping Him. Do you know there's certain angels, I don't know if all of them, but certain angels, all they do 24/7 forever say, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, which was, which is to come, holy, holy, holy." It goes forever, never ends. To be in the presence of some great one. I've only seen one live president. I got to go to the South Bend Airport many years ago and seen George W. Bush. And it's the only time I've ever seen a live one. I've seen pictures of him on television, but I saw him. I wept. I have chills run up and down my back. It was very emotional. Now, to ask me why I was doing all that, I don't know. But it was just awesome to see the most powerful human being in the world and to realize, wow, that's what it's going to be like with God. It's going to be overwhelming, and we are to praise Him. And we are to become obsessed with praising Him. To be obsessed. God created us to be obsessed with praising Him. And I'm going to go quickly here because I want you to catch all of this. And it is so important that we just be preoccupied with it. You know, when you're into something and somebody else does something or says something, you don't even hear it. Is that right? You're into it. You're into it. You know, fixated. You're just onto it. You're enthralled about it. You're gripped by it. You're absorbed by it. You're awestruck. You know, you are captured, captivated. You're mesmerized. Is that right? You're just into it. Into it. If we would learn to praise God even in the storm, is that right? We would have a wonderful day. I don't like my day. I don't like what's going on. I'd rather not have it. But since God has chosen it for me at this time, somehow it's good, so I'm going to praise Him. If you can do that in the midst of your day, you will be praising God all the time. My first point as I read this was great promises demands great praise. Great precepts demands great praise. Now you'll see the verse as we go down. I'm going to go through all of them. 164. Let's all look at 164. We're going to be jumping around in these verses. Everything is in Psalm 119, verse 164. Just the verse that we started our theme. Verse, seven times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. They're so great, I do it seven times a day. Now, seven times a day is a lot, okay? Now, it's not a number, you know. You don't do eight, you don't do six, you do seven. He's just saying, you need to be praising God all day long, all night long. His promises are just full of truth, and they come alive, and they're real, and you can trust the truth, and you just praise God because His promises are true. In Revelation chapter 5, let me just read it to you. And it says, Revelation 5 verse 8, it says, "And when He, the Lamb of God, had taken the book, and the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints." Do you know God's a prayer keeper? Every one of your prayers, every prayer, He keeps in a vase, a vase in heaven. And how big's your vase, huh? That's a big statement. And it says, verse 9, it says, "And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hath made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld and heard a voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, such as are in the sea and all that are in them, heard I saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto Him that sitteth on the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped Him that liveth forever and ever." Wow. Revelation 19 verse 4, and it says, "And the 24 elders and the four beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Alleluia. And the voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye His servants, and ye that fear Him, both small and great. And I heard as it were the voice of great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to Him." That's His praises, His promises are true, and it's just wonderful to catch that. Secondly, in Psalm 119, verse 171, everybody look at it. His promises must be claimed. They must be understood. They must be personalized. And we are to claim them. And Psalm 171 is awesome. It says this. It says, "My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes." You know, their praise is just going to flow from my lips because you've taught me all of your decrees. And aren't you glad the Bible's understandable? Aren't you glad God communicates Himself to us and we can understand, we can claim it, we can walk with Him knowledgeably? It's awesome to think about that. So His promises demands great praise. We know these. If you don't know God too much, you can't praise God. Think about it. If you're not reading your Bible, listening to Bible preaching, reading books about the Bible, devotional books, reading your Bible, studying your Bible, if you're not into it, you can't praise God. Because it comes from knowledge, and it's not an emotional thing. Our last point this morning is singing to the Lord. It's in Psalm 119 here. And it's just not an emotional feeling that you feel, and you feel good. We have a lot of church and a lot of Christianity so-called today is all about emotion. And they feel good about something, but they don't know God. And you got to know Him. You got to study Him. You got to read about Him. You got to realize it's truth, and you claim it. You understand it, and you praise Him. Psalm 150. You can't get to Psalm 150 unless you've gone through Psalm 1 to Psalm 149. Some people like to go to Psalm 150. They love Psalm 150 because it's all emotional. Psalm 150, after you know God, it says, Psalm 150, verses 1 to 6, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power, the heavens. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. You have to know something about Him to praise Him? That's very important. You have to be a Bible person before you can praise God, because great promises demands great praise. Verse 3. Praise Him with the sound of trumpet. Praise Him with the psaltery and harp. Praise Him with tambourine and dance. And this dance here is not anything earthly. This is jubilance. This is energy. This is God exalting emotional expression with no attraction or attention drawn to oneself. You're just praising God, and every culture has that a little bit. But there should be praising God that gets more than just our lips. One said, "Person, we praise God from the shoulders up." There should be some praising God from the shoulders down, and there's nothing wrong. Praise God, but you got to know Him first. You can't get into Psalm 150 unless you know Him. You just can't get the trumpets and the harps and the tambourines going, and you feel good. And you start just having energy. No, you got to know Him. It says, praise Him with the tambourine and with dance. Praise Him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise Him with loud cymbals. Praise Him with high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. That's all heaven's going to be. And we should be emotional about it, but we should be filled with His promises. Secondly, we need to have great prayer demands great praise. And 169, verse 169, it says this, let my cry come near before Thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to Thy word. Give me discernment. And this is discerning prayer. Great prayer demands great praise. 170, it says this, my lips shall utter praise let my supplication, my prayers, come before Thee. Deliver me according to Thy word. This is confident prayers. Our discerning prayers, our confident prayers, gives us great praise. Aren't you glad God hears your prayers? That should just overwhelm you and you praise Him. And then number three is the pursuits. God pursuits us. He pursues us, and He's after us. Once you realize that in Psalm 168, God knows us in verse 168, 173, God helps us in in verse 174, God rescues us, and we realize He's here. He's here. He's pursuing me. You ever think about that? That should just overwhelm us that He is pursuing. You know, I know of a family that the teenage boy ran away, and the dad stayed right behind him about 500 feet and just pursued him. Didn't let him out of his sight. And the teen boy turned around, and his dad was there. Do you know God's pursuing you? Even if you're running from Him, He's pursuing you. He pursues us. That should just give us great praise. He knows all about us. He helps us. He rescues us. Even in the midst of our troubles, He's rescuing us. I have a video I want to play for you here. This is the song here that I will praise you in the storm. And I want you to catch the words. I'm only playing about half of it. I will praise you in this storm. I will take care of you. And then there's things He gives us. And I want you to note the little phrase, and things He takes away. This is great. Play it for us, please.
Stepped in and saved the day. once again, I say amen, and it's still raining. As the thunder rolls, I barely hear you whisper through the rain, I'm with you. And as your mercy falls, I'll raise my hands and praise the God who gives and takes away.
God who gives and the God who takes away. He wants to rescue you. He wants to help you. He wants to, you know, he knows all about us in this great pursuit from God demands praise. And the last one here, let's all look at it. Verse 176, the last verse in our text here. Note that all through the midst, he ends his verse. Note how he ends the whole book. Note how he ends it. It says, I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. New Living says, I have wandered away like a lost sheep. Come and find me. I love that. I love that. Come and find me. God pursues us, and that should give us great peace. Come and find me. Will he do that? He will always come after you. Always. All through the Bible. That's all he did. He would come after you so much. The last one here is great peace demands great praise. Great peace. In verse 161, it is peace from no fear of man. Should we be afraid of man? We've got God. He said, don't be afraid. Trust God. So great peace should demand great praise. And then on verse 165, it's peace from God's love. It is wonderful. He loves us. And we get peace from that. Peace from hoping in God. Verse 166, it's just wonderful to grasp that and realize, God, you're tremendous. You're tremendous in everything. You rescue me. You salvation is just deliverance. You save me at the point, but you deliver me every day. And I trust you. And then 167, it's just, wow, your love. I love your words, and I obey your words. And my soul is kept. Thy testimonies, I love them exceedingly. 167, you're obeying God. You get peace from obeying God. 175, look at it. It says, let my soul live, and I shall praise thee. That's when you got Jesus' joy and life, you'll praise him. And let thy judgments help me. You know, let me live so I can praise you, God. You experience joy. Peace from joy is wonderful, develops praise, demands praise. And then 172, let's all look at it. 172, my tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteous. Now the New Living says, let my tongue sing about your word, for all your commandments are right. Once we get this whole picture, we realize that we're to be obsessed about praising God. And His promises should make us praise Him. His prayers, our prayers should make us praise Him. And all of His demands, He's pursuing me all over the place. He's rescuing me. He's finding me. And then His great peace, you know, it demands our praise that His love is with me. His hope is with me. His joy is with me. I'm singing. And you realize, I got it. Seven times a day I'll praise Him, huh? And it's awesome to realize that, too. I'm going to walk in the praise of God. I'm not just going to sit around and mope. Things are might be happening. The storm is all around me. But I'm going to look to God. I thought He would see me through it, but He hasn't. So I'm going to trust Him in the midst of it. And some things He gives and some things He takes away. And I'm going to praise Him. And seven times a day I'm going to praise Him, because thy righteous judgments are true. And it's so important that we grasp that and realize that and say, God, thank you. How's your praise? How's your praise? We are to be obsessed with praising God. If we would do that, our troubles would be small when our God is big. Our trials, our testings, we don't like it. I don't understand. But God, You're God. And You said that Your promises are true, and Your prayers are powerful, and You're pursuing me all the time, and Your peace You've given to me. And I'm going to praise You no matter what. Hope you just grasp that and realize I'm going to spend my day looking for God and see what He's doing and how I can praise Him for being in and around my life. And if I do that all through the day, seven times a day, I'll understand His peace. I'll understand His pursuing. I'll understand my prayers, and I'll understand His promises. Huh? Let's pray. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I don't think we're obsessed enough. We're not preoccupied. We're not enthralled. We're not captured, captivated, mesmerized by praising Him. We don't do it enough. We let our struggles, our troubles dominate us, and frustrations, and we need to be praising Him. That'll give you peace. That'll give you joy. That'll bring your prayer life alive. That'll bring your Bible reading alive. That will bring God's presence pursuing you alive. That will bring His peace near and dear. Obsessed with praising God. That's what we're going to do all through eternity. It'll change your life when you go try to find God in everything, good or bad. And thank Him, praise Him, worship Him, sing to Him. Once you know Him, you have to praise Him. So know Him dearer, nearer. How many say, Pastor, I needed this message this morning. I need this message. I need this message. I get complaining. I get negative. I get down. I get discouraged. I get depressed. Life is a mess sometimes. But I need to look up. I have my vision is more horizontal than vertical, and I need to look up. Then I would see God even in the midst of my storms. It's wonderful. If you're here this morning and you know not Jesus as your Savior, you don't have the peace giver. You don't have the prayer answerer. You don't know the promises of God. You don't know that He's pursuing you because He loves you. You don't know Him personally. Preacher, I'm not sure I'm a Christian. Pray for me. Anyone here this morning? I'd love to pray for you. Preacher, I'm not sure I'm a Christian. Pray for me. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Can I pray for you? I need this God that I can praise. I need the promises. I need the prayers. I need the pursuing. And I need the peace. And I'm not sure I have it. Pray for me, preacher. Can I pray for you? Just slip your hand up. Preacher, I'm not sure I'm a Christian. Pray for me. Can I pray for you, please? I will not embarrass you. Not embarrass you. Christian, learn how to praise God because He is. He is. Lord Jesus, thank You for being the God that is praiseable all through the eternity and right now, because You're our God and Your promises are sure, Your prayers are powerful, Your pursuing us is awesome, and Your peace is beautiful. And we praise You. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.